hacker of a drugstore, and only one result is possible.
Junkies love to love in television. Billie Holiday said she knew she was going off drugs when she didn't like to watch TV.
As soon as you have a problem, it's insoluble.
Or they'll sit and read a newspaper or magazine and, by God, read it all.
Then the cops would arrive, then the sanitary inspectors, and before you know it, they've got all the problems.
A long time ago, I suggested there were similarities in terminal addiction and terminal schizophrenia. That was why I made the suggestion that they addict these people to heroin, then withdraw it and see if they can be motivated.
In Iran, until recently, they sold opium in shops legally, and they had 3 million addicts in a population of 15 million.
I was living in Tangier in 1957, and I had spent a month in a tiny room in Kasbah, staring at the toe of my foot.
Doctors and nurses, for instance, have a high addiction rate. I took a shot of morphine, liked it, and eventually became addicted.
For instance, a sense of moving at high speed through space. But as soon as addiction was established, I had no visions, vision at all, and very few dreams.
The Ganawa music is drive out evil spirits, and Jujuko music is invoking the god Pan.
Getting drugs in Mexico was quite easy, so I didn't have to rush around, and there wasn't any pressure from the law.
So I really missed out on all that sort of traveling, but I know musicians that have gone there and actually sat in with the Arabs and played with them.
After I became addicted in New York in 1944, things began to happen.
It's just that we've all been very involved in that sort of music.
I've tried most of the hallucinogens without an anxiety reaction, fortunately, but LSD-25 produced results for me similar to mescaline.
Yes, but I mean, it doesn't burn a hole in.
It produces a terrible hangover.
The Nova Mob doesn't have motives, as we understand motives.
The Carney world was one I exactly intended to create, a kind of Midwestern, small-town, Cracker Barrel, pratfall type of folklore, very much my own background.
The hallucinogens, such as cannabis, mescaline, LSD, psilocybin, I thought are useful to a writer up to a certain point.
I sat in on Kittredge, of course. I studied English Lit with John Livingston Lowes. These are the main people I recall. I lived in Adam's house, and then I got fed up with food, and I moved to Cleverly Hall, where I lived for 2 years. I didn't do any writing in college.
I'm not familiar with Mr. Hyman, so I really don't know what his emotions were. So many people in the Western world are just automatically made ill by any sort of frank writing about sexual matters.
Dr. Benway dates back to a story I wrote in 1938 with a friend of mine. That is, if I ever seen anyone, a magazine or a newspaper, who looks like Dr. Benway, I'll take their photographs.
The orgasmic death gimmick is rather complicated. It could be called the whole death-birth-death cycle of action, persuading people that birth and death are realities.
In the first place, I think there's going to be more and more merging of art and science. Scientists are already studying the creative process, and I think the whole line between art and science will break down.
Interzone is very much modeled on Tangier in the old international days. It was an interzone. It was no country.
I've not done anything, but I've seen some of the computer poetry. I can take one of those computer poems and then try and find the correlatives of it, that is, pictures to go with. It's quite possible.
I have felt, and many people I have spoken to have a peculiar conviction about them, unlike other fantasy writing, as if they can actually exist.
Excuse me, there's no accurate description of the creation of a book or an event.
I think if a writer is not endeavoring to expand and alter consciousness in himself and in his readers, he is not doing much of anything.
Well, I was just bored. I didn't seem to have an interest in becoming a successful advertising executive or whatever, or living the kind of life Harvard designs for you.
The Federal Narcotics Bureau does a grave disservice by disseminating a lot of misinformation.
The nasty sort of power, white junk I call it, righteousness, they're right, and if they lost power, they would suffer excruciating withdrawal systems. It's been their whole life.
So a lot of people just don't believe anything they say. When I said it was a disease of exposure, I meant that people will take anything that gives them a lift, whether it's alcohol or cocaine or the consciousness-expanding drugs or opiates.
When those are covered, they are in morphine addiction. The virus can't get in. As soon as morphine is withdrawn, addicts will immediately come down with colds and often with influenza.
I feel that as soon as politics arises, things are already in a hopeless state of deterioration.